July, America's new super sport.
Welcome to this week's Highlight H2H Battle Court Recap. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is recap number 2 for the fall 2022 season. And I'm here, and today's podcast is being presented to listeners by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, Collateral KC, but of course. And today's sponsors are Magic City High Life Fronton in Miami, Florida, HighLiveWorld.com, BetRivers.com, FantasyHighLife.com, BlackStarFundLLLP.com, and ExquisiteCoffee.shop. And we have a great recap coming up for you today. And I'll be your host, and I'll have the scores. I'll have a little bit of information on the World Super Court Championships that happened on October 6th, this past Thursday. And I'll have some info about Fantasy High Life and more coming right up. So stay tuned in right here.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch HighLife.com. Live the high life and watch HighLife.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court High Life, the all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to watch HighLife.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLife.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. High Lie H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is High Lie H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and Fantasy High Lie check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's High Lie head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy High Lie. They're logging on to FantasyHighLie.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighLie.com. For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there, and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more High Lie traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
And I'm back here with the Highlight H2H Recap, Battle Court Recap. This is number two, recap number two for the fall 2022 season. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today we're going to get right into the Battle Court Highlight Recap scores for you. And I'll start off for you for the first scores for Friday, September 30th, 2022. Friday night, September 30th, 2022 at 7 o'clock. We had the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones. And six matches were played. And in the first match, it was a doubles match. We had Inaki and Kubala versus Carballo and Manu. Carballo and Manu take the win 6-5, 6-2, and 6-5 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Nicholas versus Manny. Nicholas takes the win in straight sets for the Wall Warriors, 6-1 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Flores and Williams versus Williams. Williams takes the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-1. In the fourth match, we have Kubala versus Jedden. Jedden takes the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-5. Well, in split sets, 6-5 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Inaki and Nicholas versus Carballo and Manu. Inaki and Nicholas take the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. In the sixth and final match of the day, we have Bueno and Julin versus Williams and Manny. Williams and Manny of the Cesta Cyclones take the win 6-4 and 6-2 in straight sets. And that gave the Cesta Cyclones 5 points for the day. And the Wall Warriors are awarded 2.5 points. And in the... for the next set of matches for Battle Court on Monday, October 3rd, 2022, we had the Cesta Cyclones versus the Rebote Renegades. And six matches were played. In the first match, we have Manny versus Aratz. Aratz takes the win in split sets for the Rebote Renegades, 6-5 and 6-1. In the second match, we have Jedden versus Ben. Jedden takes the win in the second and third sets, 6-0 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Carballo versus Manu. Excuse me, we have Carballo and Manu versus Gocchieri and Ron Ron. And Carballo and Manu take the win 6-3 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have Ikeda versus Correa. And Ikeda takes the win in split sets 6-4 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Williams and Manny versus CRB and Ben. Williams and Manny take the win 6-3 and 6-0 in straight sets for the Cesta Cyclones. And the sixth and final match of the day, we have Carballo and Manu versus Gocchieri and Aratz. Gocchieri and Aratz take the win for the Rebote Renegades, 6-2 and 6-2 in straight sets. And that gave the Rebote Renegades 2.5 points for the day. and the Cesta Cyclones wind up with the win with 5 points. And for the final set of Battle Court matches for the week, on Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, we had the Chula Chargers versus the Wall Warriors. And 6 matches were played. In the first match, we have Douglas and Benny versus Inaki and Kubala. Inaki and Kubala of the Wall Warriors take the win, 6-5 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Hyro versus Nicholas. Hyro takes the win in split set, 6-5 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Rock versus Flores. Flores takes the win, 6-2 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have Robin versus Kubala. Kubala of the Wall Warriors takes the win, 6-5 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have Douglas and Benny versus Inaki and Nicholas. Inaki and Nicholas take the win, 6-4 and 6-4 for the Wall Warriors in straight sets. In the sixth and final match of the day, we have Hyro and Rock versus Bueno and Julin. Bueno and Julin of the Wall Warriors take the win, 6-2 and 6-4 in split sets. And that gave the Wall Warriors 6.5 points for the day, and the Chula Chargers are awarded 1 point. And after 2 weeks of the fall of the Battle Court Highlight Fall Season 2022, we have the Cesta Cyclones in first place with 14.5 points. We have the Wall Warriors in second place with 12.5 points. The Robote Renegades are in third place with 11.5 points. And in fourth place are the Chula Chargers with 6.5 points. And in Fantasy Highlight this week, you know, there were a lot of participants that had 12 points and 11 points. EPRN, we had 11 points for the week. So we're keeping pace here in 72nd place for Fantasy Highlight. So if you want to join Fantasy Highlight and make your picks for all of the Magic City players throughout the week to see if you have a chance to win, to see if you have a chance to win $100 by making all of the correct picks, go to fantasyhighlie.com. And also, World Supercourt, the World Supercourt Championships took place this Thursday at the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. And next week, our co-host here, Rockin' Ray Haluska, he'll come back with some information for you for the World Supercourt Championships and what took place, all that took place. And he'll also have the payout results for the Magic City Pelota Highlight Games. We'll have those results for you next week as well. And stay tuned in right here to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network as we give the weekly recaps every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. They air on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Also, in approved states, go ahead and head on over to BetRivers.com to make your live wagers in real time for Highlight at Magic City. And that's in approved states. So go on ahead and go over there. And that will do it for this week's H2H Highlight H2H Battle Court Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.